Up to Dav Ches Amud Aleph.
This is an information she stuck up to say. You don't give, take.
You said before, Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel says when it comes to Chagiga, which is definitely a Chayv, and Beis Shammai says he can only use money of Chulin, Beis Hillel says, Min HaMaisa, you can use Maisa Gelt. L'cheda, my, why can you? Dover Shebechayva, who isn't there something of a Chayv, and we have a rule, V'chol Dover Shebechayva, anything which is a Chayv, Einu Boilam La Chulin, only comes from Chulin. We'll see how we know that. Amar Ula says, Ula introduces a concept, there's a machlekes Amarayim, next generation, what Ula meant. Beteufel, Hillel says you can actually mix money of Chulin and money of Maisa. Rashi, Amar Beisilayim, Afin of Maisa, Baloi Dovash Bechayva, Dovash Bechayva, Beteufel, Mechaber Maas, sorry?
Supplements.
I don't remember that. Teufel mechaber meise im achulin. You mix together, you connect the meise with chulin, umeiv, and you bring it to pli. Yamaroi keitza teufel. And the machlek zamaroim, how exactly this teufel business works. So it doesn't matter. So chizki rabbi yechon will argue, what's pshat teufel? Chizki, if you're going to have teufel, if you're going to mix meise, gelt, and chulin, what's the best way to do it? Buy one behema, teufelin behema, le behema, sorry, teufelin behema, le behema, you buy two behemas. One behema should be entirely out of maise, out of a chulin yelt, and the other behema could be out of maise yelt. In that case, at least one whole behema is completely chulin yelt. If you're going to mix the money and buy one behema, half the money, let's say, is mice and half the money is chulin, it comes out that every bite you take, there's a mixture of mice and chulin. This way, at least one behema, your yaitza kazayis, everyone will have a kazayis of the behema, which is chulin, then the second behema, because you have a lot of consumers, so the second behema will be the maise geld. That's what that's chizki says. Comes along of your... They ain't teufelin maise l'maise, but you don't mix the money together, because you can have one animal mixture. However, yechet pufaket, teufelin maise l'maise. Mixing it with a chulin, you have $50 maise sheni, $50 maise, you have two bredis. One bredis is to buy a $50 animal for the maise with a chulin geld, which is a small animal, and a $50 animal of the maise sheni geld, and you need a big, you need a lot of meat because you have a lot of members of the family. Or is it better to spend $100 and get a big fat behema? But if you spend $100 with one big behema, you got every bite you take is half and half. So it's a machlek, it's chidim eich, and what's better? Sorry? Chizki says that you take the behema, the behema. He says buy two small behemas. Because he holds, that taste brings from Yerushalmi, he holds that you're allowed to split a chayv into two behemas. If you have a chayv, you don't have to bring one behema, you can have two small behemas to meet that chayv. So if you're allowed to divide your chayv into two behemas, so it's better to divide it because one behema is entirely chulin, so everyone is yaitza properly. And that behema is a maisa.
So the behema that's chulin.
Yeah, everyone has a kazayis from it.
Yeah, but what did he use maisa money? Did he use
chulin. Chulin. Behema is chulin money.
Yeah.
Chulin means chulin money.
Here,
no issue, because that'll be a second behema.
Full behema
you need. You, yeah.
That second behema, you shefty, that shefty.
Of course you should do everything.
So
you yeah, that one basic mikdash. Everything's chagiga. It's both chagiga. But the problem is chayv, your chiv, you cannot be yetzer with meiser. So Ula introduced the idea a lot that for the chiv of chagig, you don't need all of it to be for meiser, chulin money. You can use, as long as some of it is enough. That sum, is it better to have a small behema sum and a separate behema totally? But this way, then in Chizki's way, one behema will be totally meiser. And Yechaz said, no, it's better to mix it together. So every single bite, chol pachas, has chulin money in it as well. Chulin means the money you invested in it, yeah.
Yeah,
it's to the behemoth. Yeah, but it's still your private behemoth. It's still your private behemoth. And you have a chiv of chagiga. So are you yaitzi your mitzvah of chagiga? So teiflin you are. The question is, what's better? Rabbi Yechina says, teiflin mois lemois, mix the money together, and you buy one large behemoth. There ain't teiflin behemoth lebehemoth. Rashi. Chizki am behemoth lebehemoth. Im yesh le'eichel haba. We're talking about you have a lot of consumers, so you need a lot of meat. That's sufficient. One animal. What should you do? Yavi achas lechagiga min achulin. Buy one smaller animal, chagiga from chulin. Basha the rest min amaisa. Another behemoth, more maisa. Afa bishakul labayz biyamidishin shem chagiga lein. Even though all these kabbalas have the name of chagiga, kvar yotzi yedei chayve barishayne min achulin. You will be yotzi with an entire animal that was chulin. Yeah, you do. The ain teufli mois, and you have to make sure that everyone eats from the chulin as well. There ain't teufli mois limois liknei behemah gedola. Don't mix the money together to buy one large behemah. Don't do that because then you won't have a complete animal of chulin. Rabbi Yechina says pufaket ivcha The mad is chazle shaper. According to Rabbi explains, one of them says it's better yitzvei, better yitzis lechavasim nachulin to have one animal tied to chulin. Maybe behemah shleim nachulin, one tied animal from chulin. Well, the mad is chazle shaper. Better to be chulin meravim kol achleis. So it's all mixed. We'll come and yalev lo mikroy the mutul liyos teifel. Later on, we'll learn from psukim that you're allowed to mix. Thinking about a bite, we're going to bring a bris supporting each one. Tanya kavose the Rabbi Yechanan. Tanya kavose the Rabbi Yechanan. Tanya kavose Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, "What that you mix the money together by one large animal?" Because it says in the pasuk misas, it says the bashvus that you have to give misas, which means your own money. Milamed she adam mevi chavose min hachulin. That when you bring your chayva, you have to bring from your own money. Uminayin, how do you know she merotzel la'adam? On the other hand, you know how you know you got to mix. If it has to be even with ma'isa geld, then it's in the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk is it says kashi yivarecha Hashem lekecha, like the Eibush to bench you. Sounds like what? What's ma'isa? Ma'isa geld is ma'isa sheni is from your hatzlocha. You give 10%, so that's part of the blessing of the Eibush. So the pasuk then, even though it starts with misas nitzvot yodecha, which means that your own money yidyotcha, then it says kashi yivarecha Hashem lekecha, which means also the money that you're giving from ma'isa sheni. You can mix them together. Okay. That's one braise. Rashi misas b'shvuas k'siva. This is chag shvuas Hashem lekecha. Misas nitvas yalchol lekam mefarish. Misas is lashon chulin. Me'adav how you can mix. Ain lashon zeh noifel ella b'mois. Now, what's the raya from this braise of Yechin? It says, how do you know you can mix? Mixing means money. You don't mix animals. You're mixing the money. So how you know you allowed to mix the money to buy one large animal? That's the raya. This braise holds up Yechin. He says the ain lashon zeh noifel el b'mayis shekana ben behema. The money you buy in behema, the shtei behema zun nikeres la'atzah. If you're buying two behemas, it's not mi'adav. You're not mixing. One behema is definitely chulam. One behema is definitely ma'isa. Mixing means you mix them all together. Asheverecha mikol asheverecha, everything you benched. That's braisa supporting bechem. That's the one about tanya kavose the chizkiya braisa supporting chizkiya. Misa, this braisa. Misa melamed shadim maybe chavose mechulin. You bring your chayvim misa from chulin, like Rabbi Yechanan said. Beishamai says yom rishon minachulin. The first day that you bring the carbon, which is a pure chagiga, it's a chayiv, is only from chulin. He doesn't hold with mixing. Mikan ve'el, the second, third day, you bring a carbon. Why are you bringing a carbon? Not for chagig, you bring for simcha. Simcha, we learned before, you as long as you have meat, we don't care how, so it's not a chayv, then simcha is minamaisi, we're maisa. That's beishame. Beishil, I mean. Beishil says, no, achil reshayna minachul. Even the first day, even the chagiga you bring, just the first bite has to be from chulin. And all the other bites can be maisa. How can it be one bite chulin, one bite maisa? It can't be you mix the money together, because then your first bite also has maisa in it. Achil reshayim min achulim must be that you have one animal dedicated for chulim from chulim money, and other animals can be ma'aser money. Exactly like Chizkiya said, mikan ve'elech min ha'ma'aser. Not the next day. That same day, the rest of the chagiga can be ma'aser. Okay, Rashi. Yem rishon shul shem chagiga yem min achulim chul. Lesser Rabbi Shammai tefei Rabbi Chavi doesn't hold mixing. Mikan ve'elech ein alo simcha. Oh, you're doing it for simcha. Dilo chagiga k'siv. By chagiga we know it says v'chagoyim oisiyem echer. Oh, you have the mitzvah one day. The sulai no longer after the ma'aser. Achil l'rishayin ha'hashta. Right now, Sardar, we thought behema la'atzma. Right now, we thought a behema is for itself. Of Vienna al shulchan rishon. And right now, we're learning pshat is that achil l'rishayin means the first bite means the first behema is totally from chulin geld. And you bring that on the table first. This is what you said before. You Vienna al shulchan rishon. That's the first animal you eat, and then you bring the next one. Mekan ve'evil b'yayim. Said back to the Gemara, what about Shaka made the Pesach? And Hill said, what about all the other days of Pesach where you bring it not for Chagig, you bring it for Simcha? Adam, I agree with Shammai, Adam, Yeitze, Dechavase, Yeitze, what? With using Maise, including Maise Behemah. Sorry? Say it again?
Why does it become Pesach here, not Sukkot?
We said because Chagig is Yidalah. Maybe because once the Mishnah talked about Pesach, so they're also talking about Pesach. But that was called, yeah, Chagiz Yudalud. Rashi, v'chashaki meza Pesach, she'ein an el simcha, Adam yoytze yoytze, not only with Maisa Sheni Geld, yoytze also with Maisa Behema. You could take an animal that was Maisa Behema and use that animal, like it says in the Mishnah. Im yesh if he had. V'choshke, surely, she'kain a shlamim, you could buy a shlamim b'mois Maisa Sheni and use that meat as carbon simcha. Says the Gemara, if it's Maisa Behema, why are you telling me that Maisa Behema can only be from the second day and onwards? Why not the first day? You just finished saying that the first day, the first animal has to be from Chulin Geld. The second animal on the first day, if you have more consumers, can be made from Maisa Sheni Geld. So why can't you use a Maisa Behema in the first day of Yom Tov as well? For the Gemara, be Yom Tov my time alone. Why, when it comes to Maisa Behema, you insist it should only be used in Chol Moed? Why not the first day, the second Behema? The first day, the first behemoth is what is chulin, but the second behemoth is no longer chiyuv. So the second behemoth can be teiflin. You can have maisa. So why are you saying, insisting only on chulin bayit? The other matter is the gemara. It's a gezeira. Amar Rav Ashi, dilma asil lasuda biyamtiv. We're scared that if we're going to encourage people to use the maisa behemoth, the tenth animal, and use that as your carbon chagiga together with the normal carbon chagiga of chulin, we're scared you can actually do the maisa on yamtiv. What's wrong with that?
Separating the tenth animal.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is you're going to have to take a stick and do the dye. The efshel laasib yamtiv mishum sikretoy. You do that red dye on the animal. How do you know which is the tenth animal? Maybe that's the isa tzvia. Yeah. That's right. But what do you think? Exactly. Like,
he's not going to travel on Yom Tov. He's going to do his mason 3 months before he gets to.
That's true.
It's a long walk from Tzvas.
Rashi, be Yom Tov, my time alone, not be mason behemoth, b'shar chilul chutzman shayin. Why not? Ki hecha the shorim mason shayin mutter mason shayin gel. Why can't you use mason behemoth for the Yom Tov? Because secret to she tzeiva, you're dying it. Now mechayid is hayoytze basili. The tenth animal goes out. Tzeikre be secret. You take a red dye and you put it on. V'ayimen hadayza mason. You say it. Vutzava adam's red. She tzeiva by tracing. Teacher would ask a question, why do you have to come on to Sikato? Just say the whole inyan, you know, be maktish an animal on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. That's why you can't do it. You're scared people be maktish and on Yom Tov. Simple. So Teacher says that's one of the things. The answer. One answer is because that's only midrabanan. The Issa being maktish is only midrabanan. It looks like boided, it's only midrabanan. And therefore, if you make a gzeda to a gzeda, we're not what? You're not going to do it because maybe people be maktish. Doesn't make sense. However,
the problem with making
hekdish
is because you're making a
shinu reshut,
you can't be
maktish
something.
The machlik is not chroni. It's separating. Others say it's like a transaction.
But if it's borrowed milifna yom tov, then you're in.
No, that's no problem.
What happens? You decided which one is going to be, but now I'm actually dedicated.
But you're still doing by it. Yeah. Right.
You have to choose another one.
Yeah.
So
let me dash in.
Okay. So the third doesn't make sense when the guy's slipping his animal from wherever he is.
Yeah, but Ed of Yom Tov, he would arrive Ed of Yom Tov.
I understand, yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, I guess he's Magnus Ed of Yom Tov, because if you want Magnus before you leave home, then you've got a problem with
that's
this
right.
animal. He's going to get the walls on the way and gets a.
Now, you're not allowed to be Magnus on Yom Tov, but that's only in the Rabban. Yeah. Okay, now my mashma, you decided that word misas nitvaz yotcha means what in the chulin. Who said? My mashma, the high misses lishin chulin. Who's a misses chulin? Chesiv it says by Achashverosh Megillas Esther by Yosem Hamelach Achashverosh mass taxes all the others. So misas comes from taxes. It causes a tax. All this zaka and all these wonderful things you do, at the end of the day, all it is a tax. Another tax by another name. Interesting. Okay, Yisrael. It says in our Mishnah that for korban simcha you can eat any kind of meat. So Yisrael's yotzi dechavosin with nedarim. He made promises in the davis or shlamim. He brings it up. Use that meat, and that's your simcha. And a koyin can use his chatas, a shamas, and all that. Tana, when we said in the Mishnah also you cannot use bird of mincha. This amachta bechagecha. It says you should be samachta bechagecha. You and your entire family. The rabbi is called mine simcha le simcha. Anything which generates simcha, sorry? Mine smacha le simcha. Anything that generates simcha can be used as simcha. Mikan omru chachamim, Yisrael, yaitzin, yichwasim, binadorim, binadovis, u maise behema, and you can use even maise behema, because it's meat. And chakainim can use anything that they eat meat. Chatois, chatos, oshem, pchoir, chazei v'shoik, the presents they get from Yisrael. Yochel, I would have thought avba oifus and menachas. I would have thought, why not chicken or mincha to the yaitz of simcha? Tamalim v'samachta b'chagecha. What's the right from that? So he explains, mishe chagig. Says the word is not from the word v'samachta. We learn from the word b'chagecha. Chagecha is chagiga, and chagiga it says in the pasuk you shouldn't leave behind any fats. What animals have fats? Only animals. Birds don't have fats. So therefore, we know from mishe chagiga bo mehem. Yotu el exactly she'ein mehem chagiga bo'em. The chagiga doesn't come from them. Rashi. This a machta call as machta be mashma the leboyi minei ella simcha. Oh, we need a simcha. Vama mat ain't simcha al the basa the hay basa. This is flesh. Yotu elu shei chagiga ba mehem the chagiga chelik siba fatzla yolin chelik chaga. So therefore, we know that talking only by an animal. Says more by to Rav Ashi Yama. Not from the word chagecha, mis a machta nach. Yotzu Elish Aimem Simcha, like Rashi means before, that Simcha ain't Simcha al Basa V'yayin. That's it. Enjoyment is not Simcha. Pleasure is not Simcha. It's pleasure. But it's not. Yeah, but Simcha is a whole 7 days. Yeah, we learned before it. He can't bring. Yeah. But Rav Ashi, he high bechagecha ma'avle. According to Rav Ashi, he dashed the word of samachta. What is the word of chagecha? Who look at the Rav Daniel Bakhtim had married cotton? Rav Daniel Bakhtim, 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 you should rejoice bechagecha with a yomtiv, and not with your wife. V'loi b'yishtecha, not by getting married, you are not that simcha. We want you to concentrate on this simcha. And the other one holds that we have all these other drashas we learned in Mo'i cotton, why you cannot marry on Chalamoit. Because Eimar b'simcha, simcha, all the other ones. So we want to Mishnah. Mi sheyesh loy oichlin merubin. If you have many consumers who want to eat, well, you have, let's say, a big family, cousins and everything else, 30 members, and you cannot all eat from one animal, but nechasim uvatim, you don't have too many assets, what should you do? Put more emphasis, maybe shlamim, put more emphasis on your shlamim, and the oilas and waters, bring a small oila. So, because that nobody eats from that, and then spend all the rest of the money on the shlamim, so that everybody can eat from it. The Gemara already asked, if you have the chasim watim, how you can afford to buy a lot of animals? You're poor.
But lechera, this is showing that the simcha sayyantif of Hibnei Beisa is more important than the avishas.
Not more, equally. The avishas might make a difference.
Well, one small one.
So what? But he still has an animal.
Yeah. Here, well, you meet the limit.
We'll soon see where there's a limit. Yeah. That's case number one. Case number two. The chasim rubim, you have a lot of assets. A very small family. What do you do then? Maybe oilas marubis. Bring big, many or big oilas. Shlami muwatin. And bring only a few animals for chagiga. Zev zem muat. You have a small family and you're poor. Alzen nemar. That's when we have the limit. Mo kesef, shtei kesef. Mo kesef, machlek zev sham mesil. Which is the mo and which is the shtei kesef. What about zev zem marubim? You have a lot of money, but you have a big family. Then alzen nemar. Ish kemat nas yode. As much as you can afford. Kibicha the sham lekechdol. Reflecting the blessing the Abishah gave you. That is true. Yeah. Amen. That's right. Rashi. Eichli merubim, bnei bayis merubim. You have a big family. Maybe shlamim rab, many shlamim. Shalmi chagiga rabim. For your eichli quantity the consumers, but oilas riyeh muwatis. And our zeh is less. Oilas merubim, the chiv ish kematnas yodeh. Says the Gemara. Yeah, that's right. You're telling me that if he's poor, he's acid poor, he should bring a lot of, but a big family, a lot of shlomim. He's poor. Oh, Leslie, you just say he doesn't have. He's the teufel. Since he definitely has taxes to pay, Maisa Shane and other things, he'll mix. Like we learned yesterday, mixing. Well, maybe, what does he bring? Par Godel. So it sounds like he's learning like Rabbi Yechon, that teufel mois be mois. You mix the money together, the mois are shiny money with the chulin money, you buy a big animal. Omle Rav Shah have a problem. Hari Omru, don't we say teufel behemoth behemoth? Sounds like Rav Shah is saying, isn't the halacha like Chizki that says that you mix the animals, not the money? That's what it sounds like. That you should have two small animals rather than one big animal. Freddie Mo, that was asking Klepish. Mike Omle, what's Rav Shah asking? Ile mahachikam, he meant to ask. Hari Omru, teufel behemoth behemoth. Avoloi mois le mois, you should mix the animal. But don't mix the money. How come you're telling us to mix the money when we know we shouldn't? Like Chizkiah. So let him say outright, Vale male, ain't teufel mois le mois. What did you say? You should mix the money. He should come back and say, no, the Allah Chizkiah, you don't mix money. Instead, what does he say? But doesn't Chizkiah say you should mix animals? What kind of kasha is that? You should ask. You're not allowed to mix the money. No, spell it out. Not you have to make a diuk. Ella hochemle. He has a third opinion. Hari Omru, isn't there another option? Av teiflin behema behema. Why are you limiting only to mixing the money? L'chari, you have two options. You can either mix the money by one large animal or mix two animals. One animal, chulum, one animal, maiser. Which is nobody's opinion. Not chizke, not rabiechen. Keman l'chari, l'chizke, rabiechen. Who's that? Maybe Chizkiah Rabbi Yechon argue each one says only one of them is good enough. But the two braises that we brought supporting Chizkiah Rabbi Yechon, who said the braises are arguing? Maybe they both agree and each one's giving another aspect, another way of doing it. So that therefore Rabbi Chases holds. That really is a third way, and he learns that both braises are not arguing and correct. But Tony, it says clearly in the second braise that we use to support Chizkiah. Achila Rishayna min Achulin. The first bite should be 100% exclusive from an animal that's bought from Chulin money. Now, my Achila Rishayna. What does it mean, the first bite? It means clearly that Shiyud me Achila Rishayna min Achulin. That animal must be entirely from Chulin. Why must it be? If the braises hold that it can be mixed or either animals or mixed money, why is he insisting dafke achil reshayim lachulin? Clearly that the second braise holds that only the animals can be mixed, but not the money, not the money. So with this, Rav Sheish is coming along and asking a question on Rav Chizda. How can you say teifel when you're not supposed to? Then you should have spelled it out clearly. Can't be that he holds you both good enough. Rashi. Rashi, Leimale Rashi, Teifu Mois, Chulin Mois, Yachem, mix them together. He Leimor Gamalei. Rav Sheish is asking, how do you Amalei Leimor Gamalei Mois? Loi, Chizkiel Leimale, how do you Amalei Teifu Mois? Let's spell it out. Kiel the Meitzet Fels Mois. He's coming to tell you, you're not allowed to mix the money. Veshamin the Chizkiel Behead. You openly Dein Teifu. Hechi Shavim Musa Behead. You Mois Mivuka. Ask him a question. Ela Af Teifu Gamalei. He meant also Teifu. In the Shavim Leimor Chizkiel Gamalei Be Teifu. Umayvi Par Godel Dafke. Moist my money, I will behemel behemel live. I'm like you, how they omer. We say, I've taken behemel behemel. Come on, who's he hold like? Who holds? You can do both. Bechite amaroy, who the pligi chiskel abyechen, who the pligi behemel. They argue, they argue. But the brises, I've a masniyot. That's seen little tanya kavosim. My loy pligi be moist. Maybe they're not arguing by money, ela be behemel. Or maybe not the brises not arguing at all. Maybe the brises, when it comes to money, hold you're allowed to mix the money together. But they're only arguing about a behemah. The hachdik tani imrotz la'adav who the kama moed afke. The first brayse that says, how do you know from that you want you can mix the money? And he says, we have cholash berach Hashem. So we say that what? That it comes to teach that you're allowed to mix the money. Is dafke not the animals? I will either, but the other brayse a whole that you have a choice. Either mixing the animals or mixing the money. Svidule bein moed be behemah. And Rav Sheish wants to say, I hold like the second braise, you have a choice, so why are you limiting it to one? Well, it can't be, because the braise clearly says, achil l'shem l'chul, and the only thing is that the animal has to be 100% exclusive from chul money. You can't mix the money at all. V'aktani achil l'shem l'chulim, v'kosal kedata, the suda abod, is shayna ala shulchan, needs to be told v'chulim. It has to be told v'chulim. So what answers, the may. So when I says, no, it means lavdafke has to be 100% chul. It means the money has to be chul. What do you mean? Climate. That the second braise taka holds, you have a choice, money or animals. So what do you mean achil reshayim chul and climate? Achil reshayim stomach tani. Stop talking about the first bite. The islay bein behemats. I don't care if you're eating from the animal itself. Bein mois has to be shir achil reshayim. In other words, if you mix 50% Maisa Sheni money and 50% Chulin money, so you have two choices. Either you have two behemoths, then you have to eat the first behemoth for Chulin, the second behemoth should be Maisa. Or if you mix the money together, let's say 50-50%, and you have an animal, then you have to eat a kazayis, eat two kazayisim. So by eating two kazayisim, you definitely ate one kazayis of Chulin. So Achil Rishayim and Chulin doesn't, so therefore Rav Sheish holds.
How do you know that the first one you ate was from
a Chulin? No, so we believe that every drop is 50-50. Let's say you put in that proportion. Whatever the proportion you put in, we believe that every bite has that proportion. So it's 50-50, then you have to eat double to get 100% chulin. So therefore, the Pesach says, I believe the Braise holds you have two choices. So why do you have chiz the limit only? And you said, Teiflin behemah le behemah. Sorry, you say mix the money and buy a par godel. Give the guy the options. That's what he's asking. So shvach kasha, because he's the only one who learns this way. Okay, back to the Gemara. Omar Ula says Ula. Omar Reish Lakish, the name of Reish Lakish. He frish eser behemis v'lachagigosa. Remember, you have a big family. There's no limit how many kabanos you bring. He brings 10 behemis. What happens? He didn't have enough time or whatever. He decided he could leave chomish be yomtiv edition. He brought 5 the first day, yomtiv. And you want to bring now the remaining 5 the second day. Can you bring the chagiga over 2 days? Choyzer umakriv chomish be yomtiv sheni. You can bring the remaining 5 kabanos the second day. What's the issue? We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, Kivan Shepasa, the day is over, you already brought your Chagigah, even though you intended to bring 10, you only brought 5. Shuv Einu Makriv, you can no longer bring because you're over Bal Tosef. The Mitzvah Chagigah is only once, one day. And Yom Echad. And if you bring a second day, you bring, it's Bal Tosef. You bring another carbon, which is no such carbon. So what's the Machlek in the Shlok Shabbat Yechon? What do you want to say? Amar Baba.
You've got to eat a day and a night of shalom anyway. It doesn't make sense if you've got other people you do wait for another day to bring the other one. Because you've got 7 days, you've got to feed people.
That's simcha, karma simcha. Don't call it chagiga. Rabbi Abba says, "V'lei pligi, there's no machlekes. They're not arguing. Can b'stam, can mafarish. There's a difference if it's stam. If you stam mafarish, you can no longer bring it the next day. It's about tesef. If you clearly say I'm bringing 10, and then you only brought 5, you can bring the balance because then it's clear that all you're doing is being mashlim the promise you originally made, and we know that you can be mashlim." Rashi, we don't say at all that you're over about Tesef. The Rachman Amar, the Chagdei Sivayis, the Chad Yoyim, the Chayda Tesef, you don't need to be celebrating one day, the Su Loi no more, the Hanan Lami, the Chad Yoyim, it's all the first day. The Sheni is not Teshlom Nidish. So it depends. Based time, if you didn't spell out, you just Stam brought 5 today and then you want to bring another 5 tomorrow, that looks like about Tesef. Im Hefrish Stam, Einu Chayzer Umar Frish, and you cannot bring again, you cannot bring again. Can't be mefadish because I'm bringing 10 and you only brought 5. Then the second day, all you're doing is making up the chiv of the first day. The Amma behedyel yemirishin the first day and imafrish as kul and I'm separating 10. Choyzer makriven shein alzer yemirishin. Says he, but weiter, hi stam. Faked, he has a lot of people, that's why he's bringing so many kabbalas.
No, I'm saying if somebody doesn't have a lot of, what did the Mishnah say? If somebody doesn't have
he brings a few.
Money, bring oilers. Yeah. So if you missed out on the first day to bring your oilers, you're exactly the same problem, haven't you?
We have, the din is if you miss out the oilers, there's no question. If you miss out any carbon, you can be mashing it. Here you already brought some kabbalas.
So I'm saying, so with the oilers, if the guy only, if the guy's
same problem, yeah, five,
money,
yeah.
He's got a lot of money, so he bought 10 oilers.
Same thing.
He managed to do 5 on the first day.
Same thing. Says the Gemara, what does stam mean? Hi stam hechin, what means stam? You say that if it's stam, you're not allowed to bring any more. Elema the lekker shoes b'yom. He said I'll bring it. He went to bring, and the day came to an end right before the and he only was able to bring 5. Hi the loylak, you know. So why wasn't he makrivit? The lekker shoes, we had no time. So lechayde, he wanted to bring it all the first day. He just didn't just pay it. He didn't have the time. So why isn't that tashlumin? Why can't you bring the next day? What's about to, he's not adding to the mitzvah. He just wants to finish what he started. And it's nikkah from his maisim that all along he intended to bring more. Just he ran out of time. So why are you telling me not to bring more? Elo de lesle oichlin. Now why didn't he take to bring the rest? Obviously he didn't wait till the last minute during the day. So why take you don't bring 5? Because he didn't have enough people eating it. Is a high again? High the loyer krivinu, the less the oichen. Maybe he didn't have enough people eating more than 5 animals. Because remember, you only have a day and a night, and then afterwards it's nicer. So therefore, again, it's not because he wants to bring the carbon over 2 days. He just doesn't have it either. So therefore, why is about Taisif? Here? Late tzirich, you know what I'm talking about? The eco should be in plenty of time left in the day, and the easily oichen, and there's plenty of eating. Loyer krivinu, if he wasn't makrivit, shema mino as a chloraya. He could have done it today, and he had plenty of eaters and everything else. So why did he bring it today? So as if he wanted to bring the carbon over 2 days. Ah, that's about this. It makes sense. The chiyos ravim and ravim came to bubble. Om Rabbi Yechis, the name Rabbi Yechis, Metzrael. He frish ese behemiz lechagiga. So if a person set aside 10 behemiz for chagiga. The same Rabbi Yechanan who says over here that it's also to bring the other days, he says elsewhere, it's a guy set aside 10 animals. The same Rabbi Yechanan who in our Gemara here said you're not allowed to bring any more the next day, says if you set aside 10, you could bring 5 today, 5 tomorrow. How's that work? Must be, it's not a state. El lav shmamino. Can be stam. If you did a stam, you're not allowed to. It looks like Baal Tosif. But can be a father. Clearly said, I want to bring 10. Lepoil, you only brought 5. Then it's clear it's tashlumin. Shmamino. Eat monami. I proved you also. Amr av shem, bar abba, amr av yechon. Lo yishanu. It says there, when do we say that you're only allowed to bring on that day? El shaloi gomar. That the day wasn't over yet. And he had plenty of time to bring more. Why didn't he bring more? Zarai lechatchili. He wanted to bring it over 2 days. And therefore, it's awesome. Avol gomar, if the day suddenly ended on him and he couldn't bring more, then chayzer makiv, and he can go and finish. What am I going in gomar? What finished? The way we learned was the day. Elema gomar kabanosif, if it means he completed all the kabanos he wanted to bring, then my makiv, what do you bring the next day? Bring what? Elishle gomar ayim. Depends. If the day was over, he couldn't bring all them, then obviously the rest is tashlum in the first. If there was the loy gomar, the plenty of time in the day, and yet he still didn't bring, is that I chachili wants to bring over 2 days? That's about taisif. Aber gomar ayim chayze makvi kud Rashi. Mishun levelishus who mustam alayim edishin kriv and he wanted the first day. Shiyudah shayesh. But I to locher the yomim. If he had plenty of time and had plenty of consumers, then he didn't do. Is that I chachili wanted 2 days? That's about taisif. Only 1 day. Hoch ich gesehen, bist aber der Meide bei ihrer Vater ist Meide mein Vater. Ich mein Name, der Hege der Mucha Milsum ist Avila mit Deit los. Ja, Meide bei ihrer Meide, lei schon hat dann gekommen. Ich sag, ich will jetzt mehr, alles läuft gar nicht, was finished. Aber gomer a yem vlohoy lo shus la haki kol chagigas yifrish. The day was over never, the time you makim all the chagigas in mafrish. That's that. Okay.